A new report accuses the federal government of deliberately ignoring the views of Aboriginal people on the Northern Territory intervention. The former Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, is launching the report this evening. The former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alistair Nicholson, is one of the report's authors. It concludes that the government's consultation sessions were a sham, which offered the communities no choice on the intervention's future. Samantha Donovan reports.
The Will They Be Heard report has been put together by a community group called Concerned Australians. Professor Alistair Nicholson, the former Chief Justice of the Family Court, says he and his fellow researchers reached their conclusions after watching video footage of three government consultations in the Northern Territory. They took place in the communities of Utopia, Bagot and Umbluddawatch.
What you see is extremely articulate Aboriginal people who are expressing enormous concerns about the fact that they're being singled out as alcoholics, pornographers and so on. And they're saying, well, look, what about the problems in the rest of the white community? Why are we being singled out in this way?
Professor Nicholson says the meetings can't be called genuine consultations.
I'm not thereby saying that the people trying to conduct them were not genuine. They were public servants. I think that in itself is a problem. I think there should have been independent consultants brought in to do this rather than public servants who really are not independent of government. But the fact is that they were very inept consultations. There was very limited facilities for interpreters. One I recall, the interpreter was supposed to come and didn't, and some young person was asked to do it. And here they are talking about quite complicated subjects like the Racial Discrimination Act and special measures.
This week, the federal government is introducing legislation to reinstate the Commonwealth Racial Discrimination Act in designated areas of the Northern Territory. Professor Nicholson says this would normally lead to the abolition of the more controversial aspects of the intervention, but the government's consultation process is an attempt to get support from the communities for the retention of some features of the intervention, which would be designated special measures. But he says given the flaws he and his colleagues have identified in the consultation process, the meetings can't be considered evidence of consent to special measures under the Act.
I think that if anything, they prove the opposite. It's fair to say, of course, that we only saw three out of many consultations because they were the only ones that we were able to get film of. And as well as that, we did see that the government prepared summaries of all their consultations. And they are interesting also because they really bring the points out that the strong opposition amongst the people to income management. And in fact, on compulsory income management, the government really didn't give the people a choice at all. What it said was, well, you can either keep the present compulsory system or we'll introduce a system where individuals can apply to Centrelink to be excused from it. And of course, that was met with a fair degree of derision by most of the people that I heard speaking about it, because they said that the chances of them being able to persuade some official in Centrelink that they were responsible financial managers was negligible. So it's very difficult to me to see how these consultations could be used for any useful purpose whatever.
Professor Nicholson strongly supports the reinstatement of the Racial Discrimination Act in the Territory, but says it won't fix all the problems outlined in the report.
What the government needs to do is in effect to start again, to work on such positives that have emerged from spending on education, health and so on, but above all to really sit down and consult with the communities and involve them as well in the decision-making process. And if they were to do that, I think they'd get a much better response from these people, and I think overall the activity would be much more effective.
The former Chief Justice of the Family Court and co-author of the Will They Be Heard report, Professor Alistair Nicholson. Samantha Donovan was the reporter.